All right, well, market, we're going to take a little early look at the markets here today as markets have kind of gone to the downside. Corn is holding fractionally to a one or two higher, but everything else kind of sank. So we got to bring in somebody that can put a positive spin on it. From North Star Commodities, Mark Schultz. Are you ready to be Mr. Optimistic, Mark?
Well, let's put it this way, Mick. It's been a good run. There's got to be some correction. I don't think it can go straight up, nor would anybody want it to go straight up, unless, of course, you're long a lot of bushels. But nonetheless, the markets usually will give you some type of a pullback in here, and that's basically, I think, what we've done on the markets here today. And more so, I think, you look at the one that's kind of leading the way to the downside today has been the wheat market. For starters, we had the weekly export sales were a little light with the wheat, and then the U.S. or the weather forecast put some more moisture in or better chances of rain for these dry areas west of the 35W, especially out into the southwest, southern plains where the winter wheat is, it's dry. They need some moisture to get that wheat established, and they're going to looks like we're going to get a good chance of that to fill in those needs here at that time. As far as the beans are concerned, you ran up and we got into an area that $10.80. When you look at it just on the technical side, you needed to close above 1080 and do two closes above that for me to suggest that we would see another move to the upside. We had big export sales again this morning, a good meal business again. The market went up as high as $10.85, but we came back down and closed a penny and three quarters higher, but settled at 10.73¾. So on the technical side, not exactly what you want to see happen. You'd like to see when you close above the, or get above those, you'd like to stay above it. Now you get a little bit nervous that maybe there's going to be a little bit more selling coming in. And I would say this, South America does have a better chance of rain coming in. They've been basically absent from selling beans, new crop beans, or even, old crop, they're basically out, but new crop beans, they've been absent of selling because they've been pushed back on the planting progress. It's so slow because of the dry conditions. But now that the rains start to come, as you go on up and they're getting the crop in the ground, you raise the odds that they'll likely start looking at making some type of additional new crop sales. So that will be one that keeps some pressure on the market. So the bean demand, though, has still been outstanding. Export sales, we've sold now 1.66 billion bushels of beans on the books, suggesting we only need to sell about 12 million bushels of beans to meet USDA's current export projection for this year. And I would suffice to say that the odds probably mean we're going to have to raise the exports up, and unless this bean crop gets bigger in the future reports, the odds are that the carryout is going to get much tighter on beans as you move forward.
See, Mark, you are being Mr. Optimistic. Bottom of the soybean bins likely will be found sometime over the course of the winter.
Yeah, I think, right now on the farmers, here, I think in the big picture, what you still have to look at doing, everybody wants to get higher prices, but I think you still have to look at things on your own objective, on your own operation. For most of us here in the upper Midwest, we had a very good bean yield this year. So I think you got to look back and say, okay, we've got the best prices we've seen in 3 years, 4 years, and at this level, I'd probably tell you to at least get something sold, whether it's 20, 30, 40%, or maybe 50%, and play with the other 50. Something of that nature. That's what I think you've got to look at doing. If you're greater than that, then you just look at it and say, well, if I want to own something back, you try to do it on a setback. Or if we truly start to close above 1080, then I look at the purchase at that time, either options and our futures, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, but the days of chasing the highest price of the year, those are behind us, right? That's something Grandpa used to do.
Well, I think it just gets more and more difficult because everything the technology is so much faster and there's so much trade volume in these markets now that, when you look at the soybean market, the speculative person is long over a billion bushels of beans. I mean, it's amazing that our carryout's only going to be 200, but they're long a billion bushels. So things have to go right, or else if it doesn't, you'll get what you do like in the hogs or the cattle market, that quickly something goes wrong and it's going to go limit down and it drives the market like in cattle. $8 to $10 lower in 8 trading days, and it's just a washout, hard and fast. So that's the thing, a person's always got to be a little careful. When it gets this much open interest and this much volume, this much on the long side, you have to be careful that the market can indeed have a rather sharp correction to the downside as well.
Yeah, man, we love those funds when they come into the market, but when they leave, ouch, it hurts. So,
yeah. That is correct.
All right, I interrupted you as you were about to talk to us about corn.
Yeah, the corn market, Mick, I think here we've got about 65% of the corn harvested. The yields, I think Minnesota, Dakotas, I think okay. It may very well be close to a record crop, but there's going to be some areas in Minnesota and in these parts of the upper Midwest that the yields aren't quite as good as what people were thinking, and it kind of came down as the harvest ended. Once you start getting into Iowa, well, what we continue to hear, corn on corn really has done quite poorly this year in parts of a good portion of Iowa, on into even in parts of Illinois, or at least not as good as the rotational corn fields did. I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell whether the corn crop yield comes down. I think it does. I think it comes down a little bit more in here, maybe 2 or 3 bushel per acre. But here, too, we've been selling a fair amount of corn into the export market as well, as we're over 1.1 billion bushel compared to about 480 million bushels sold last year at this time. So here, too, this really sets up the table that with the beans being planted later than normal in South America, they're going to come off later than normal, which then in turn means the corn gets planted later than normal. Now what we don't know is, will the wet season eventually end early in Brazil, or will it hang on longer? And if it ends early, then their corn crop is going to suffer significantly. If it hangs on long enough, maybe they come by with an okay crop in here. But if it gets to be a problem, the corn market's probably got more upside potential as well.
Yeah, all righty. Mark Schultz of North Star Commodities down in the Twin Cities. Mark, those are great fundamentals, weather and export. Those push the markets. But the technicals, you mentioned the chart, 1080 and beans. Do charts is that just the rule of law? The charts are never surprised.
Well, the charts, if you've done this business long enough, I know everybody likes to watch on the fundamentals. To me, I like to shift a little bit more to the technical side of the market. And the reason for that being, the charts is everybody who's bullish and everybody who's bearish, okay? Mm-hmm. So it just tells you. So when you start getting bullish news and you don't go up, then you got to start questioning yourself whether we've going up high enough and we need a correction, because in almost every case you're going to get some type of a pullback that will set up an opportunity for somebody to buy. And I will tell you this, I still think there's going to be a fair amount of people that may not have enough feed coverage in place either. So that's going to be a little bit tough. So end users may actually be looking to buy stuff, but if it keeps going higher, eventually it doesn't work on the profit side, and we will start slowing down the demand one way or the other.
Time to start selling is when we get to that point on the charts that says this is the ceiling. Huh? Yeah.
Yep. This is a point that you want to look at some type of sale objective. And the same is true with corn. Corn's got contract highs of December. Corn is 424. You moved up to 419. Now, people may talk 463 and things like this. Well, it can't get to 463 unless you take out at least 424, which is contract high. So to me, I'm looking more as a little bit of a seller up here than I am to be a buyer at this juncture.
All righty. Excellent advice. Thank you, Mark. All right. About a minute on the livestock. Generally, it's just been a bloodbath lately. What's happening there?
Yeah, it has. And, it's tough to put a finger on what's causing the issue here with this. And I'll start with the cattle. The demand for beef has been pretty good. So I really thought the cattle market have a little bit of a pullback, but I really thought this would be an opportunity that it would still be higher when we got into the middle of November. That has not happened. We've been in a downtrend, and we got a washout here. If you look at the spread between beef and pork, it would actually tell you you should be looking more as a buyer of beef and a seller of pork in this market because of where the spread is. It's got very, very narrow or closer together. So those are the things I look on a technical side. Cattle weights, 26, 27 pounds above a year ago. We're simply too high on the cattle weights. We're simply too high on the hog weights. They're 6 pounds above a year ago. We're into this new crop corn, which is phenomenal quality versus what we had a year ago, so the rate of gain is going up faster. All I can urge people to do is you're going to have to get your weights down one way or the other, because if feed costs keep going on up, your profit margins are going to zero and or in negative territory with this market right now. You need to produce less, consume less corn, and that means to bring the weights down and get them in check, both pork and in beef.
Wow. We're supposed to keep the cattle trim and fit and the hogs trim and fit as we head into the holiday season while we consume more of them. So
that is correct. And hopefully we get some stimulus package going too so that the consumer demand holds better than what we need, so we just don't have some hiccup here. That would be the other thing on the meats is I don't know whether the COVID case is starting to flare up and you're coming into flu season. One always has to be careful that some of the plants may run into some issues once again here on workers being able to attend and that they can keep full maximum kill capacity going.
All right. Mark Schultz, North Star Commodities, thank you for adding a little straight thinking to a topsy-turvy world this year we live in. Mark, how do producers get a hold of you guys at North Star there?
Well, you can always call us down here at North Star, 1-800-345-7692.
Have a great rest of the week, and have somebody else grab the snow shovel later today.
Yeah, you too. Take care, Mick.
Thank you. All righty.